Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text is from the Gospel according to St. Mark. And those who went before and those who followed cried out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is coming. Hosanna in the highest. I don't know if any of you have seen the movie Shrek. I kind of like that movie. It's entertaining. But there's a donkey in that movie that's played by Eddie Murphy, and he does not get along too well with the ogre. The ogre is Shrek. And there comes a point at which they rescue a princess, and the princess says to the donkey, you're the mighty steed. And he says, you hear that? She called me a steed. She thinks I'm a steed. Well, that, I think, was the problem of the people of Israel. Jesus comes lowly, riding on this donkey. The royal donkey, yes, but not the donkey, not the charger for coming into war. He comes in on this lowly beast, the beast of the Prince of Peace. And the people, they come with different ideas. They come with the idea of a war for liberation. They say not only the right thing, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, and blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is coming, Hosanna in the highest. Those are the right words, but they have the wrong vision because they want a liberator from the Romans. They see Christ aboard the wrong beast. This does not fit his agenda. Christ walks all over there and our presuppositions, which we think are right. We want a certain kind of Lord, but Christ is who he is. He is with the Father and the Spirit, that great I am, that unchangingness that does not yield to our desires in this kind of way. How then does Christ do this walking? Look at the people. They lay down their garments. They lay down the branches. And the walking over is a sign of the Lordship. Here comes the Lord, walking over the garments. I let my Lord walk over me. It is a sign that he is my Lord. But do the people really bring their agendas? Do they really bring what they need to in terms of giving up on this agenda? Even the disciples at the cross, even the disciples at the ascension, rather, still have this agenda going. They still have it. Are you going to bring at this time the kingdom of God? Christ walks over their presuppositions. He comes in as the King of Salem. He comes in, as Hebrews tells us, as the one who is out of the order of Melchizedek, the one who is unexpected, the one who is unusual, the one whom Abraham tithes to, the one who is the King of Salem, the King of Peace, and the King of Righteousness. Well, this donkey's a bit unusual, if you think about it. First of all, it's a donkey that was standing outside a place, was tied up. It had never been ridden. And I can just see the disciples who he sent thinking about what would happen to them if they took this donkey. I would imagine that donkey theft was a crime. In the Old West, horse theft got you hung, or hanged, as the correct English might be in this case. It wasn't very good. And I imagine they were trying to think of a way of getting out of this. Jesus gave them the way out. If anybody asks you, tell them the master has need of it. Jesus tends to get things this way. Need to pay your taxes? Go fishing. you'll find a gold coin. If you need an upper room, find a man who's carrying water. That's the way to find an upper room. Here we have the master in need of it, and they let it go. But the donkey is also unbroken. It has never been sat upon. And Jesus shows he is the master of our creation by sitting on it, riding it, and not breaking it. It is just willing to be his royal donkey. Jesus is coming to take care of this problem too, the problem of the creation. After all, the lion shall lie down with the lamb. And that will be a good time indeed. Christ has one agenda as he rides into town, as far as I can tell, and that is the agenda that we see from St. Paul in Philippians chapter 2. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant and being found in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. I wonder if those people who picked up their garments considered them soiled. You know, you see this cliche every now and then in the movies about the girl who gets her hand touched by the rock star, the movie star, and she can't wash her hand from then on. The guy could have had axle grease on his hands, she still wouldn't wash her hands. Well, the people who pick up their garments may view their garments in this way as well. I'll never wash that one. That was the one the Lord rode over. Or they might regard it as, yuck, a donkey's been over this one. I'd better clean it. Maybe I'll throw it away. Ironically, what we consider soiled about Christ is his cleansing for us. The mud in the eye heals. The spit on the tongue loosens the tongue. The cross of death gives life. The servant donkey bears the Lord of all. The Lord of the universe is a humble servant. The law prepares the sinner for hearing the gospel. The blood soaking the garment makes it clean. As it says in Revelation, they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. What a paradox. What an irony indeed. And in all this we see the text from 2 Corinthians. To the one we are a smell of death, to the other the aroma of life. We are left with Christ. He rides over the presuppositions of our lives, the agendas that we bring to him. We find the hoof marks there, but we have been declared righteous by Christ, by his blood, by his cross. He rides to our rescue. What he rides over, what he bruises, by the law, he also binds up with the gospel. When we again take up the garments of our lives, the marks are there, it is true, but we recognize them as the cleanest and the best because we are now Christ's, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Word, sacrament, and cross are the means by which Christ in our day rides to our rescue. But he humbles himself for us. And to all who believe, those impressions, those hoof prints are simply the restraint and killing of the sinful nature. And the good news of the cross raises us up again. Through Christ, we find in the blood and the cross that stain that makes us whole. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.